mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe, this is streaming out on PrisonPlanet.tv. Then it gets ripped all over the four corners of the web. And it's also been simulcasting on the radio.
You got a serious setup here, sir.
That's pretty good. Thank you for liking it, though.
Pretty sporty. Kubrick films playing in the background. It's kind of creepy.
Well, the real world is creepy, as you know.
The real world is creepy.
Very, very, very creepy. Let's get into, first off, before we get into Ron Paul, what's some of the latest stuff you're working on? I mean, you're the top host, one of the founding hosts. Well, I know the only people ever talk about the host, they talk about you, with Ultimate Fighting becoming an international super craze, just getting bigger and bigger. You've done all these big TV shows. You did another big TV show. You're doing the comedian stuff. Tell us what Joe Rogan's up to these days.
Well, I mean, primarily my job is always I'm a stand-up comic. I mean, that's really what I do. Everything else, you know, I kind of do for money. The UFC is... you know, my big gig, and that's just an awesome job. I mean, I just love doing that. I love doing commentary. I'm a huge fan of the sport. And then I do little things on the side sometimes. Like, I just did this thing for CBS called Game Show in My Head. It's like a hidden camera comedy game show. We did 8 of them, and they're airing all throughout January. It's actually pretty funny. It's a hidden camera comedy game show where they have to do these crazy things. They have a earpiece in, and I'm talking to them, and there's hidden cameras everywhere. So, but I think we did 8 of those, so I think it's done at the end of this month.
But I remember you saying that about Fear Factor. You go, oh, I did this. I don't even really want to do it. I'm just doing a lot of things. I don't think this is going to go.
That's what I thought. When I was first doing it, I was like, this thing's so stupid. How is this going to last? It lasted for 6 years, you know? I mean, shows like that are, you know, if you have a skill, if you're a good host, if you know how to host those shows, they're fun to do. They're easy.
Well, you did Mad TV, too?
No, I didn't. I just did a guest appearance on Mad TV.
But then also News Radio?
Yeah, News Radio.
What was your favorite show you've ever done?
News Radio was the most fun creatively because it was a comedy. It was really fun to do, and it was, you know, really interesting.
It was real acting. I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
you're playing yourself.
Not that hard.
It's being yourself. Yeah.
Especially sitcom acting, you know, it's really easy. But it was a really unique opportunity to work with a bunch of really talented people like Phil Hartman and Dave Foley and Andy Dick and all the people that were on that show were just really talented. You know, Maura Tierney, and it's because of that, you know, I got to really appreciate like the craft of creating like a good television show. So it makes it hard to do another one afterwards. That's why, in a sense, the Fear Factor was a good thing to do, because it was way better to do that than a crappy sitcom. It's like, let's just do this goofy game show, you know, that's not really supposed to be a comedy. That noise?
It never happens unless we have a big guest in studio. We have multiple backup lines. Our connection to the satellite just cut out, but we have backups to satellite.
You have backups to satellite? So the connection cut out, and you think that it's the government that's doing this?
No, no. It only happens if I have Ron Paul or Jesse Ventura in studio. It only happens if Charlie Sheen's on. We probably have one of those guests every month, and it only happens when a big guest is on generally.
Well, I'm far less threatening than any of those gentlemen.
We have 4 backups to the satellite, so we're fine.
You need not worry about me. I'm a comedian.
But your real passion is the stand-up.
Yeah, stand-up is stand-up is everything. Stand-up to me is you know, it's life. It's like your perception of life, you know, and it's the most fun. It's the most to do it as an art form. It's the most rewarding. I mean, you're making people feel better. You're like, you get in front of a room full of people and you make them literally, their physical state changes and they have a great time and they enjoy it.
And you're kind of getting high off that energy, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it also, not only does it do that, I think it enhances your life, because I think, I mean, without sounding like, you know, gay and hippie, what you put out positive energy, I think, you know, you get positive energy back. I think that's real. And I think that living your life, like making people laugh and having a good time and doing stand-up comedy and traveling all around the world doing that, it's like you're pumping out a lot of positive energy. And I think that...
Hold on. It sounds like ice cream trucks, is what Willie Nelson says.
Like ice cream trucks.
Well, hold on. It's Christmas out there. Stay there, Joe. Quick break. Come back. Long segment. Plenty of time to get back to the ice cream.
Closer to victory, ladies and gentlemen.
Ice cream trucks. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live.
Alex Jones will be with me at one of these shows this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know which one.
But you're not going to embarrass me calling me up there. And then
like Doug Stanhope did that crazy night?
And then some Marines started a fight with me because...
You got really into it, and I think they were expecting a comedy show, and you started going crazy about the New World Order. And it got a little ugly.
Well, I mean, Doug's like, come up here. Called me. I didn't want to go up. Doug's like, come up. I'm like, man, I'm not going to do comedy.
I had to listen to his message 3 times because he was laughing so hard while he was leaving the message describing you going on stage, what happened, all the chaos that ensued, and you know how you were up there. You were on stage for like a while, too, right?
Yeah, about 20 minutes. That's right. You even did the man show with him. You've done everything.
Yeah, I've done a lot of dumb stuff.
No, you've done well, Lord Vader.
Lord Vader, whoa. Yeah. So I'm the evil guy?
No, but no, there were some troops in the front row, and they didn't like me being anti-war.
Well, you know what? I mean, troops never want to hear that. They, you know, if they're risking their life going over there, they want to think that it's for a noble and just cause. And, you know, in that sense, you know, their actions are heroic. But
I just don't want more confidence coming back.
Sure, of course.
And 1.5 million dead Iraqis.
Well, not only that. I mean, the whole idea of war in this day and age, it's a shell game. You're taking one leader, a leader of a group of people, and saying that he's going to protect them from... another group of people that's wielded by another leader.
And the U.S. put Saddam in to begin with, told him to invade Kuwait.
Well, I mean, the whole conflict and resolution thing, the way it's set up, it's almost like there has to be war. There has to be problems. If there isn't, there's no way to keep control of the entire population and keep them from assimilating into one gigantic mass. I mean, that's really what people are holding back.
That's it.
The ability to communicate with everybody and the ability to think of all of us is just brothers and sisters on this planet, just fellow human beings.
Instead of playing us off against each other.
Exactly. The playing us off against each other, just going off our basest fears. I mean, that's what military and that's what government and leaders have been doing since the beginning of the time. It's just, it shouldn't work the same way now as it did when there was no communication, there was no internet. It's like now that we have the ability to spread information so quickly, and you know, in that sense, you're helping that along. You're helping put an end to that. I mean, and eventually it will be that, you know, you can't trick everybody. We will have so much access to information, it'll be impossible to convince someone that there's some people on the other side of the planet that have never seen them, never met them, and that they hate them for their freedom or some other retarded idea.
Well, Zbigniew Brzezinski in his grand chessboard book, Obama's top advisor, 97, said, we built a world government, but we can't get our people to go take over our enemies anymore because they don't see foreigners as their enemies, so we've got to hype that up in the media. I mean, they admit all this and write books about it.
The whole idea behind government, the whole idea behind, you know, governing human beings has got to change, you know. Well, we've got to realize at some point in time as we're evolving, you know, human beings are evolving, and right now we're in some sort of an adolescent stage of evolution. You know,
I think we're devolving right now.
Well, you know, that's always coming along with it is because it makes it easier. Because when you make life easier for people and you don't make them develop discipline and skill, they can just drift through life like a retard. There's a lot of people that will just do that on instinct.
That's another thing. That's another thing. I mean, talking about you, Joe, while you're here, you also have been big into martial arts yourself and train with a lot of the people in Ultimate Fighting, don't you?
Well, I do martial arts, and I think that for your thinking, for just to manage your biology as a man, I think it's very important to have control over your system, over your biological system. And I think one big big effect on a lot of people's life is stress. Just stress from being stuck in traffic or your bills or just male stress, just natural. I mean, we're designed to chase things down and beat on animals and stuff. I mean, that's what we're here for. We have a certain amount of energy that we need to expire. We need to express. We need to pump it out of our body. And if we don't do that, it's very difficult to manage your emotions, manage your thinking, to think clearly and calmly. And exercise is the best thing for that. The best tool for just clear thinking and, you know, just objective thinking. It drains your body of all the unnatural stress and allows you to look at things with a more even keel.
I agree. Let's shift gears back into politics, because you've been very interested in this Glenn Beck clip.
It's because it's about Ron Paul, really. I mean, Glenn Beck, like I said, I think is an interesting talking head, but he doesn't say anything that leads me to believe that I want to listen to him. He just says, when he's talking, it seems to me a guy who wants you to believe that he makes sense and wants you to believe that, you know, he's a sensible man looking out for you.
Yeah.
And to me, he seems like a showman. He seems like some ham and egger, apple pie douchebag. I mean, that's what he seems like.
I mean, it does come off as kind of a hokey pitch, or as a $3 bill. I want to play part of this clip in a minute so you can hear it, but first off, your view of Ron Paul.
Well, I think he's the only guy that's saying, listen, we need a radical restructuring of our government. And he's absolutely correct. And he is what a real conservative is supposed to be. I mean, by all stretches of the imagination, I mean, that guy's a real... I mean, there's no way you can say by any stretch of the imagination that he's not a conservative. I mean, he's a real conservative, a fiscal conservative, a social conservative. But he wants people to be able to do whatever they want. He believes in states' rights. He believes that the federal government is completely out of control, that it's too big. He believes that, you know, we have to get rid of the IRS. It's a flawed institution. He believes we have to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He believes all these things that totally make sense. And when he says these things on TV, they laugh and they make it like it's a joke. Like, even though we know that the system is completely, it's just completely unfixable. I mean, if you look at the way it is now, just it's a honeycomb of corruption and just bureaucratic BS and red tape, and it's just
God, it's
gigantic. That's my next question. Let's continue along, Ron
Paul. It's a business. The government is a business, and we need, at this, the way this world is structured, it's almost like we need that business to keep running in this ridiculous manner.
And it's
in
predatory.
Order to keep people working.
Yeah. Like a drug war. It's predatory.
It is predatory. It feeds on other people. I mean, look, the whole idea behind private prisons, I mean, that's completely insane. That people can profit off of other people being in jail. Well, if that's the case, then they're going to support things that make more people
go to
jail.
And they do. They lobby to keep somebody caught with a marijuana cigarette in prison making widgets for them.
You're right. They do. And it's sickening. It's like cannibalism. I mean, it's really like a social form of cannibalism. It's unbelievable that it's legal. And that's all stuff that Ron Paul, you know, what he stands against. And any rational, reasonable person who would listen to Ron Paul talk goes, well, here's a guy who obviously understands the system, was calling the economic collapse way in advance.
30 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, he's a brilliant, brilliant guy, you know, and I mean, he says a lot of stuff that I don't believe in. Like, he doesn't believe in evolution. You know, he thinks that evolution's a theory.
But the point is, he isn't going to make you believe what
he's going to make you. Exactly. And that is a true conservative, a person who's not, he's not a person who's trying to manipulate other people's lives or change them or bend them to the will.
No, he wants the state to get off people's backs and be themselves.
Exactly.
And that brings me to the next issue. George Bush campaigned to cut government, to not have foreign adventures, to not have wars, but his own documents that have now come out, PNAC, show that was their plan all along. That was a betrayal of true conservatives that drank the Kool-Aid thinking he would reverse what Clinton did.
Right.
And then it was far worse than Clinton. Now with Obama, Bush tripled the size of government. Now Obama's saying he's going to expand it even more. He's saying change is even bigger government, bigger state, but the people coming in and these youth brigades and 18 to 24, and it's now on the White House website, for service, but it's a domestic draft where you do stuff for the government domestically. That's 180 degrees from the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. So segueing into that, what do you think of the change? And it is change, more of the same, but of Barack Obama.
Well, I'm definitely apprehensive of a bigger government, no matter what. I mean, a bigger government to me sounds like more possibilities for problems, but a bigger government that's not this government, you know, I mean, maybe what he's going to do will add to it in a positive way.
Well, I tell you, he's totally on the bank. I mean, he is the man of the bankers. He got the banker takeover bill, which then they bait and switch and didn't spend for what they said. And now they're saying the money's secret. I mean, and I'm just telling you, Joe, and remember, and I know you're a smart guy, the day of 9-11, it sounds condescending, but I mean, really, I know you can grasp this. Most people can't seem to. The day of 9-11, I came out and said, it's an inside job, here's the evidence, you were on the air with me.
I remember.
But I mean, I don't just make things up, I've got just reams of evidence. Obama is probably going to end up being like Adolf Hitler. I mean, I'm saying, if you think Bush was bad, prepare yourself.
Really? You really think that he's going to? I mean, but he seems to be so socially liberal, and it seems like he wants to close Guantanamo Bay, and he wants to.
But no? See, if you bait, exactly.
Not
but
really?
ABC News admits they're going to open them up in the U.S. He's shutting that one down, paying lip service that he's against it, while opening more and leaving the ghost sites in Europe, you know, the real camps open.
And what are these real camps in Europe? These are torture camps?
Oh, yeah. They're in Romania. They're in Latin America. They are in Jordan. They're in Egypt. They're in Poland. They're in Czech Republic. And it is...
Now, but let me ask you this. If you think that the New World Order is in control of the world and then they manipulate the world's government, why do they need a Guantanamo Bay? Why do they need to torture some
because
hapless
they need, well, why student? Did the, why did the Catholic Church need to have inquisitors to torture people to say they'd committed these crimes or witchcraft? Because they had to legitimize the whole suppression thing they were doing. They torture you to get fake confessions. Here's an example. 3 weeks ago, they roll in, six defendants... Out of Guantanamo, they've been held between 7 and 5 years. You know, they were picked up different times. And they go, they're about to plead guilty. And they walk them in, and no video is allowed, but the press is there. And they say, how do you plead? I've been tortured. Don't execute me. It's fake. That was barely in the news. But that was in the news. And so they're canceling these trials because they've got to take them back and torture them some more.
Well, this is also the first administration in a long time that used mercenaries. Right.
Yes, and they're keeping all of that.
Blackwater is not only doing that overseas stuff; they're also involved in the war on drugs
in California.
Yeah, they're going after medical marijuana dispensaries. It's incredible. I mean, there's
they confiscated guns in New Orleans.
Wow. It's spooky, you know? I mean, I don't understand politics enough to say that I believe that, you know, Barack Obama's going to make a change. But I think one thing that he's good for is the psyche of the country.
Yeah.
I think that what he represents to people is a new possibility. The fact that a guy who is a half-black guy from a single mom, like, can make it.
No, that's a positive thing. We're going to come back and talk about that.
Positive.
The problem is he's going to make everybody love their slavery as this agenda happens and make them feel good. That?
Maybe he infiltrated. Maybe he got into the system and he's gonna clean it up from the inside.
With Secretary of Defense Gates?
Well, maybe he knows that the Anunnaki are coming and the world ends in 2012.
Stay there, Joe Rogan. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 19th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $836.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $861.80, $430.90 for a half ounce, and $215.45 for the quarter ounce. That's $861.80, $430.90, and $215.45.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another kiss.
JoeRogan.net is the website. It's got a huge MySpace with millions of people. Joe, what's the best site for folks to check out for all your comedy, your material, the work you're doing, your political statements?
JoeRogan.net's the best site to check out. I have a Facebook page and a MySpace page and everything, and I do go on those. But my website, JoeRogan.net, is where I do most of my stuff. And then I have a message board on the JoeRogan.net that I'm on pretty much every day.
Continuing with Barack Obama, just... He's created a separate USAservice.org, never before done, under himself, private.
What does that mean?
And they're running national, it's not government, they're running national TV ads as government ads saying, join this. It's gotten hundreds of thousands of members in a week and a half. And when you study history, that is classical fascism or Mao Zedong communism, when, you know, Mao had his own private group of youth. And then on top of that, I'm sure you've heard they want 18 to 24 forced compulsory a new domestic army as big as the U.S. military.
That's what Obama wants?
Absolutely. You want me to pull the clips?
Well, you mean tell me. Yeah, explain it to me.
No, I mean I mean
this is what he wants. He wants a youth army for domestic issues.
Yes, and they're talking about
voluntary.
No, compulsory. There's
compulsory.
One that's compulsory, but he can have a separate volunteer corps that's private under him. Running with government money on TV.
Wow.
I mean,
what's he planning?
I mean, isn't it dangerous any time in history?
Sure.
When they say, get behind this guy and he'll fix it?
Yes, I think it's always dangerous. And I think right now we're very desperate for something to bring us back to normal. I mean, people were living in fantasy land for a long time. You know, they got wealthy with very little effort, and I think people just want that to come back again. They want our economy to blossom to the ridiculous proportions that it was in the past.
So they'll drink the Kool-Aid if the Kool-Aid server claims they'll bring Valhalla back.
Right. Well, you know, but who knows what his motivation is? I mean, his motivation may be pure. I mean, his motivation may very well be that he's trying to fix the predicament that we're in, or...
He may be a New World Order shill, ladies and gentlemen. I have him on video calling for a New World Order.
Oh, what does he say?
He said, we all want a New World Order.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, do you think that people, when they say a New World Order, do they mean like a new order to the world?
Well, they've all written books.
Or do they
books.
Mean like New World Order as in like Darth Vader type stuff?
Well, his advisors have written books about what they mean.
What did they say?
Like Rahm Emanuel said, National Forest Service, everyone will have to serve. Oh. And they say the New World Order means a world government.
One world government.
Run by the private banks.
Oh, what a good idea. It's so ridiculous. I mean, we're never going to get to the point where, you know, I give you gold and, you know, and you give me a side of beef. You know, we're not going to get to that spot anymore. You know, it's always going to be dictated by money and credit, and things just get so ethereal. They just get so intangible.
And because they control it, because they control that ether, they rule. I showed you this article out of the L.A. Times 2 days ago.
What is this?
The woman's children spilt the Bloody Mary, were fighting, so she spatted one on the leg.
She hit it. She hit the kid?
Well, but she wasn't charged because spanking isn't illegal. Hurting them is.
Okay.
She was charged with a disturbance as a terrorist on a plane.
Right.
And was is given a big prison sentence. Let me just read it.
A prison sentence?
In-flight confrontations can lead to terrorism charges. Reporting from Los Angeles and Oklahoma City, Tamara Jo Freeman was on the Frontier Airlines flight to Denver in 2007 when her two children began to quarrel. She's a reporter. Over the window shade, and then spilled a Bloody Mary in her lap. She spanked each of them on the thigh with 3 swats. It was a small incident, but one that highlighted the anxiety of September 11th attacks would eventually have enormous ramifications for Freeman and her children. A flight attendant confronted Freeman, who was reported by hurling a few profanities, and then it goes on. The incident aboard the Frontier flight ultimately led to Freeman's arrest and conviction for a federal felony defined as an act of terrorism under the USA Patriot Act, the controversial federal law enacted after 2001 attacks in Washington. They arrested her, didn't allow her to have a lawyer under terror charges for 3 months till she pled guilty.
So she was locked up for 3 months?
Until she pled guilty. See, that's what they do in the Patriot Act. But then it goes on to say 200 people alone on flights charged with terrorism for as much as arguing. It says that.
Well, they do have, like, a lot of flight attendants especially do have this like, crazy attitude. Like, you know, when they tell you to shut off your phone if you didn't listen to them, you know, if you weren't paying attention, you're in, you know, and they'll come over you like they're soldiers. You know, it gets like they have the power to get rid of you. You know, sir, I will ask you off this plane. Like, whoa.
Joe, stay there. Quick break, long segment coming up. You want to take calls?
Yes.
800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Call list, 800-259-9231. Talk to Joe Rogan here in studio. The police chief will show about 10, 15 minutes after. And I'm tempted to bring the police chief in here and asking police state questions and have Joe jump on him.
Oh. Not while I'm here. I do that over the phone. I don't want to get arrested pulling out of station.
I didn't mean physically jump on
him. No, I know what you mean. I mean, talk to him, jump on him is a bad idea.
But I meant that as a joke. The police chief's a nice, friendly guy. You know, I found out from folks that it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Point is, he goes around at the police station doing Alex Jones imitations.
Oh, nice.
So we heard the police chief was friendly towards us. I don't really like what he's doing. He does forced blood draws at checkpoints here in Austin.
They draw what?
And so we called him up, and he agreed to come in the studio last time.
Forced blood draws?
Yes.
Now why do they do blood draws? Is that a more accurate way of detecting alcohol?
Yeah, but it violates
system?
The Fourth Amendment. You're supposed to be able to refuse that, or they're supposed to get a warrant, but they don't. They have these rubber stamp warrants, and they use the Patriot Act to do it.
Wow.
But he's real nice. He'll give you all these excuses for it. He's like, oh, Alex, I like your show. I heard you say this. I heard you do that.
And what's his excuse?
And he'll do an Alex Jones imitation. I'll tell you right now. I'm sorry.
What's his excuse for taking your blood?
To catch the alcohol in it. If you refuse to give a breathalyzer at a checkpoint, which is your Fourth Amendment right, the courts have said what they're doing is illegal. They
so
just
how,
go
what
ahead
do? They prick your finger? What
no, they suck. The cops
wow.
hold you down if need be and suck it out
they
of
it. They do an IV? Like they go into your vein?
Yeah, like when you take blood when you go
that's
to the doctor.
That's hilarious. Are you going to trust cops to do that?
They tried, they've done it like in Tucson and Austin, a few other cities. They tried it in Indiana, like four or five states are trying it, cities in four or five states, and the hospitals refuse. They show up without warrants saying, take this guy's blood, and the hospitals go,
what if
no.
It's like a giant fat guy and you can't get a vein?
Cops just keep plunging the needle.
Oh!
All right, Joe,
I was going to say something dirty. But...
We're on the radio. Well, Joe, after we got caught with that satanic video we did.
Yes, the satanic video we did in the bathroom of the state capitol house. Whatever. Yes. What is that building? Was that building? Is that a state capitol building? Beautiful building.
Oh, man.
Smoked pot in that bathroom.
I didn't know you did that. You didn't do that.
We did it on video, man. What are you talking about?
I don't smoke pot.
I did. You didn't.
Joe, your memory.
You said it made you paranoid.
Joe,
we have it on video.
Your memory is getting clouded.
No, we have it on video.
You were in the...
It's in the Cap City bathroom. We pretended it was the bathroom of the Capitol building. Remember?
Yes, for the film. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, I was freaking out.
No, I'm just playing.
I was saying, oh my God, SWAT teams are on there.
We did not do that. We did not do that. No, we did not do that.
Oh my God.
You're a little nervous.
Well, no, because people are going to... You know, I shouldn't even joke and say it was a secret satanic ceremony. Because it's a video sold in stores, but people grab it, and again...
How could it be a satanic ceremony if we have rubber George Bush masks on?
No, that's saying that... They say they caught me. They say it's secret. It's like every week we talk here on air, and then kind of behind the scenes, internet stream only, I'll talk to guests sometimes, and then people grab that and say, look, this was Alex Jones caught secretly saying this, as if then that makes it more special.
Well, that is the problem, you know, with
disinfo.
The internet.
Yeah.
Well, also with the internet, there's so much of you out there. There's so many times that you've talked, so many, times you've been on the radio, and all of it is available to dissect and you know, you could always find something. I mean, if you follow me all day, every day, for sure I'm going to be a retard 25, 30 minutes a day. You know, if you chop that up and just only showed that, you would go, God, that guy's retarded.
Well,
you know.
Well, they do worse than that. I'll be speaking out against racists, and then they edit it together.
Right.
Where I'm saying, you know, kill black people.
Wow.
In fact, they've edited it together where I talk about in Tennessee or in Denver when white supremacists tried to get Obama. They edit that together where it's me saying I'm going to get him.
Well, it's going to get really squirrely when people can actually imitate your voice exactly with a computer. And that's not too far away.
Well, the government's already got it, but yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, sound is, you know, you can manipulate sound. I mean, you look at what they can do with CGI, what they can do with computer graphics and make, you know, computer games look so realistic. And, of course, what they can do in movies. I mean, it's incredible now. I mean, they're going to be able to do that with sound. And at a certain point in time, they are going to be able to say whatever they want and write it out and have a computer literally speak, you know, so it could be an exact replica of Alex Jones' voice. You won't even be necessary. The New World Order will tell everybody what needs to be done. They'll have you in here like what's that dude that died? Weekend at Bernie's? That's
yeah.
Who you'll be. You'll have a stick up your ass and you'll be sitting in that chair. And they'll just have your lips move.
Well,
CGI
I've decided George Bush is an all right guy. I've decided I like Obama. Meanwhile, I'm wearing cement shoes in Lake Tahoe.
Exactly.
And Alex Jones just goes on forever.
You're all CGI.
You know, I used to believe in the New World Order, but it doesn't exist. Now let's cut to the New World Order capital and the world leader.
Exactly. All your friends would be like, man, it just doesn't seem like Alex.
Well, you know, some of the top techies at Wired Magazine and some of the top, video analysts in the country, and also in Canada and France, analyzed that one Bin Laden tape where it looks like kind of the generic anime Final Fantasy model they use, and they just put a beard on it,
right.
And you can see it's not even a good fake. And then they did voice analyzation in two different countries and said, and had linguists listen, and they ran the real Bin Laden's voice through a voice key, and then they ran the fake Bin Laden voice through and said, number one, it's not even near the voice key, so it's not him, wouldn't pass the voice key. But then they had linguists listen and said, no, that's a Westerner who did grow up in the Middle East, probably Jordan, they can even tell the inflections, who's lived in the West most of their life or all their life, who then did the voiceover for it. So they proved the audio.
So some language expert that just recreated it.
Yeah, two of them. Well,
isn't that something that they proved with one of those beheading videos as well, that
yes.
Those guys were not Arabs,
yes.
Those guys were Americans,
yes.
The accents were all wrong, and then they also that the body would not have reacted like that, that they would have bled much more when they were cutting his throat, that he was already dead when they did that.
Yes. And then there was another video that they put out.
Which makes sense. I mean, if you want to scare people, you get some one wacky dude that mm-hmm. wants to go camping in Iraq, let's just cut his head off.
Let me tell one more story, folks. Throw up a video graphic. Throw up the PrisonPlanet.com show.
Throw up that graphic.
I'm going to show folks. If you analyze this graphic, this is easy technology, and again, Wired Magazine did this. If you analyze this graphic, you will see that it was originally put in the first generation video layer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? With the Bin Laden videos put out by a group called the Intel Center, which the head guy at it admittedly is the protege of Donald Rumsfeld, who didn't just work at the Pentagon, he worked in psych warfare for 2 decades at the Pentagon.
Wow.
So the former head of psych warfare under Rumsfeld when he was previously in the Department of Defense, okay, he puts out they're the ones that always release the Bin Laden videos. And then they found that the Al-Qaeda bug was put in the same video layer as the Intel Center bug.
Wow. Well, you know, the most hilarious connection ever with our government and illegal things was that crashed plane that had been to Guantanamo Bay several times.
Oh, yeah.
It was filled with cocaine that crashed in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just genius. That's just beautiful. When people don't want to believe that the government's capable of selling drugs, and there's people that see billions and billions of dollars being transferred through the hands of criminals, you don't think they would want to get in on that? You know, government that willingly lets people sell cigarettes in this country, you know, because they're being paid off. They know that cigarettes kill 400,000 people a year, every year, just in this country alone, and nobody cares. I mean, there's no politicians that are pushing to get cigarettes outlawed. You know, they don't care. They don't mind cocaine getting into this country as long as they can profit on it. And the way they profit that way is just pure. It's pure profit, you know? I mean, they've been doing that forever. If you look at the story of Barry Seal and Mena, Arkansas, you know, and what happened with him, the guy was about to testify that he had been smuggling cocaine into the United States forever with the CIA, and they shot him. When they shot him, he had George Bush's home phone number in his pocket.
Yeah, that came out.
Yeah, I know. That's. I mean, if you look into that story, the government has been selling drugs for a long time. It's quite interesting that we're in a war on drugs when it's very possible that the government is probably the number one distributor of cocaine in this whole country.
And heroin.
You know?
Well, you noticed that after
heroin.
They went into Afghanistan, within 2 years, record amount of opium coming out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that like a gigantic percentage of the world's opium supplies is all from Afghanistan?
Yeah, 80%.
Yeah, they controlled that stuff. I mean, if they control, why would they? There's just, you're not going to stop junkies. People are addicted to opiates. They're going to stay addicted. I mean, a vast majority of them, you know, and they're going to want that stuff. There's a demand, and that demand is to the tune of billions of dollars. And that's the same with the Vietnam War. You know, the Vietnam War, it was a huge junk running scheme. I mean, that was a big part of the war. You know, I mean, if you look into, I mean, like Kevin Booth's documentary was really good on the drug war. But if you look in the way our economy is structured, it's almost like drugs have to be illegal. It's almost like that's a part of the whole system itself.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, if you go back, Skull and Bones was founded by the British back in 1832. With opium money from the British East India Company. That was their main product after tea. And so when they made alcohol illegal so they could jack up prices, that went away. They then created drug prohibition when before cocaine and heroin was sold in all the drug stores to then make it nouveau riche, you know, to make it popular, to jack up the prices. And so, of course, they've been bringing the drugs in all along, and they made it illegal to jack up the price.
It's amazing that people don't want to hear stuff like this. They hear things like that, and they think it's just wacky conspiracy theories.
Mainline history.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is. It's history, and it's history that's going on right now, and people don't want to believe it. It's kind of interesting. You know, it's interesting how much we're willing to bury our head in the sand.
Well, why is it bad when there's tens of thousands of studies and now hundreds of uses by mainline medical systems for the chemicals that are in marijuana? But then you don't take Prozac, but you like to smoke a little bit of marijuana.
And you're a criminal.
And you're a criminal. It's ridiculous.
It's because they can't control it. It's because it's a plant. It's that simple. It's like you can't control people growing a plant. So you have to make that plant illegal. You can't patent it. You can't, you know, pharmaceutical companies, if it's going to kill, you know, 100 of their different products, if marijuana is a healthier, more natural substitute for 100 of their products, they fight against it. You know, what's really fascinating is that Schedule One drugs in this country, the ones that are the most illegal, oftentimes are the safest. Marijuana, Schedule One drug.
Never killed anyone, but Prozac.
Exactly.
They admit over 300,000 deaths a year from prescription drugs.
Well, even crystal meth. Crystal meth, heroin, those are Schedule Two. You know, cocaine is Schedule Two. Marijuana is more illegal and, you know, and supposedly more dangerous than all of them. Meanwhile, it's never killed anyone. I mean, I always use this statistic. 150 people die every year because coconuts fall on their head. 150. Zero from pot.
Well, a statistic we use whenever they're trying to ban guns using school shootings, and this has been the same every year for decades, there are more football deaths than school shooting deaths every single year.
Here's a statistic I always use when people talk about mixed martial arts, how dangerous it is. More people have died from girls cheerleading since 1984 than have died doing martial arts.
It's those big pyramids they do. They're like 20 feet in the air and fall in there.
Throw them. Yeah. Four people have died. Four girls have died since 1980, I think 82 or 84.
It's something like 30-something a year die in high school football.
Yeah, yeah. High school football's rough, man.
Oh, man, I'm not...
A lot of kids get, if they don't die, they get debilitated. You know?
Listen, I got on the first string, and I was a little guy, and then they, when I was a freshman, sent me to varsity in a 4A school, and after that season, I said, I'm getting out of this.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who die, you know, and they're like, there was that one guy that committed suicide, a pro football player, really recently. He was in his 40s, and they said he had a brain of an 80-year-old man with Parkinson's.
Oh, listen, a few times, I'd have somebody run through, and some giant black guy run over me, and I'd be seeing stars.
Oh, it has to be a black guy.
Well, yeah, of course it was a big black guy.
No giant white guys.
I had giant white guys run over me.
The black guys are scarier.
Well, no, it just I guess. Well, no, that's who tended to run over me. Yeah,
the white guys kind of let you alone.
No, they ran over me too.
They just.
But I think the few times I got my bell really, I think the few times I really got my bell rung, it was a black guy.
Oh, well, there you go, the black athlete.
Yeah,
they're taking over.
What's happening in Ultimate Fighting with the athletes?
Well, the UFC is, right now, it's a really exciting time. There's a lot of great fights going on. You know, there's a lot of great champions. Next weekend is huge. It's BJ Penn versus George St. Pierre. BJ Penn is the 155-pound champion, and George St. Pierre is a 170-pound champion, and both of them are pound for pound in the top, you know, three or four guys in the world. You know, they're the elite.
So they're little and they're super powerful.
Yeah, well, George St. Pierre is really about 185, 190, and he diets down to 170, whereas BJ really walks around at like 165, and he bulked up to go to 170. You know, so they're meeting in the middle. They're meeting at 170, and I think it's just an awesome fight. Just two guys that are just born to do this, you know. It's going to be incredible.
So you're
Alex
pretty,
Jones.
You're pretty excited about
that. You want to go?
Want to go to the office?
Want to go to the UFC? Does the wife let you escape to Vegas for the weekend?
My wife lets me do whatever I want.
Look at you, you animal.
Okay, I'll go to Vegas for the fight.
If you want to go, I'll hook it up.
Hook it up?
I'll hook it up.
Oh, that's crazy. Jason Burmis would kill for that. You know,
yeah.
The fellow you talk to who fills in sometimes, last time you were on the air, he was in studio with us.
He's the guy from Loose Change?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what did he do with Loose Change? Was he...
He did a lot of it. I mean, he worked on, you know, both the films.
Now, I know that, like, Popular Science had, like, a whole magazine article dedicated to...
Yeah, that's Hearst Publishing. Hearst Publishing.
Yeah, is that what that is?
I mean, in the Encyclopedia Britannica, next to the word yellow journalism is Hearst Publishing. And they also own A&E, and they run these dramas where pot smokers are 9/11 truthers, and they're killing people and are terrorists. I can play the clip, the latest one. So it's pure propaganda, and they lie. They say, in the Popular Mechanics book, they say not NORAD only intercepted one plane in all of its history before 9/11. That was Payne Stewart. And then we go and get the NORAD records and the NORAD spokesman after Payne Stewart bragging, in this year, we've already intercepted 167 aircraft. Now, everybody knows, pilots know, that if your plane gets off course around a storm, you know, they send up F-16s. So,
wow.
So that's one lie. They also said that Building 7 fell because the fuel tank blew up. NIST admits that isn't the case.
Now, the Building 7 thing, you know, if you look at the way it fell, I mean, it looks like a controlled demolition, like more so even than Building 1 and Building 2. Is it possible that it was just a flaw in the construction, that a gigantic raging fire inside the building caused it to collapse like that? Is it even possible?
No, no. They've given five different reasons it fell, and now the six. They said the last five, they were wrong.
Right.
The new one is thermal expansion. It's never happened anywhere in a building before. But that's not even the issue. We have all these firefighter and police videos now where they're saying, get back, they're going to blow it up, get back, and then BBC.
So do you think that they set it up like when they were building it like this?
I believe they meant to fly the Pennsylvania plane into it, and something happened. Not Pentagon people tell me that the Pentagon refused orders and did shoot the plane down, and that they meant later in that morning to have Flight 93 fly into it, so it was already wired, and that was the CIA headquarters.
Huh.
So they still had to blow it up.
So, but this is what I don't understand. Do you believe that it was rigged, like, just prior to the attacks? Or do you think that it was constructed with all this explosives in it? Like, how do you think that
We found out. I mean, if you want me to go through it, I could have you back for an hour sometime and have the physicist and scientist on. It turns out that they did special construction. And that NASA and then the very guys on NIST who are doing the cover-up are the experts on a putty thermite that they use to discouple rockets in their stages.
Right.
And that it's explosive. It cuts through things instantly.
But they had to get through to the frame of the building
they
to
jacketed
install this stuff, right?
In 1999, they did a remodel and added new fireproofing and used a special company connected to the group.
So they set this up from 1999 and they waited until...
Stay there.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Joe Rogan, you were just just saying only in Austin, Texas would you have Alex Jones, the police chief.
Yeah, well, the police chief was saying that. He was doing impressions of you. It's hilarious.
He's going, one day closer to victory. I've got the documents.
The police chief's out there.
Yeah, you notice he brought bodyguards, though.
He's a little nervous of you.
Nervous of you.
What?
He knows you're the ultimate fighting commander.
I'm just a talker. I just talk.
You know, Joe, I know people that know you, and you actually go to the gym. You get into big stuff with big guys. You actually train with the police, actually. You said a lot of cops.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty.
And haven't you won some awards?
When I was younger, yeah, I fought a lot, won a lot of Taekwondo tournaments and some kickboxing fights. But yeah, I haven't done that in a long time. I haven't competed in, you know, several decades.
And I had Chuck Norris on, and I said, "Who would win between you and Bruce Lee?" And he basically said, "Bruce Lee was just an actor. I'm a champion. What do you think would happen?"
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Yeah,
if I had a bet on, I'd have bet on Chuck back in the day. Chuck was a badass. I was a huge Chuck Norris fan.
When Chuck was 30 years old, how would he have done elephant fighting? He'd have got his butt whipped because of the grappling.
Well, he would have learned it, you know, for sure, guaranteed. If there was mixed martial arts around when Chuck Norris was around when he was competing, definitely he would have learned it. And you know, a guy who's a champion in anything, whether you're a champion in boxing, whether you're a champion in wrestling. Most of it is your ability, your mental focus and your ability to figure out what you need to do to get great at something, you know, and you can do that. If you're good at boxing, you can be good at jiu-jitsu. It's the same thing. You just have to, you know, apply that same focus. I mean, there are certainly sports where someone has physical advantages, you know, like.
Hey guys, rotate the camera around so we can see the police chief in there. Well, let's get some of the guys out of the studio first so we have room. Let's rotate the camera around so we can see the police chief in there. No, this is the camera to rotate. If you rotate camera two.
Alex is worried you're going to put him in a FEMA camp. If you put him in a FEMA camp, could it please be air conditioned?
Here, rotate it around. Oh, I asked him. Listen, I asked him last time. I said the feds said, look, I've got a woman going to a FEMA camp charged under the Patriot Act, L.A. Times,
I've said this
for spilling
before.
A Bloody Mary on a plane.
I've said this to you before, and I'm going to say it again. Maybe that chick was a douchebag.
She deserves to go
Isn't
to the FEMA
possible?
Camp.
Isn't that possible? Isn't that possible? That chick was a giant pain in the ass, and she was a pain in the ass to the flight attendants, and then she was a pain in the ass to the cops that talked to her when she got off. Maybe she screams and yells. Maybe she likes to curse at people. Maybe she can't control her temper. Maybe she should be locked up. Maybe she's just a pain in the ass.
Should she be charged outside the Bill of Rights under the Patriot Act?
Maybe. Maybe her.
Look at you
Maybe
groveling.
Just that one lady.
Look at you groveling to the police.
It's true. I'm licking their boots.
You turned me over to them. Listen, it's like
I'm doing it for the. I want the upper floor in the FEMA camp.
Hey, let me tell
I
you.
I want
what,
the view.
It's like O'Brien. Winston thinks O'Brien's his friend, and when he's in the FEMA camp jail,
who's O'Brien and who's Winston?
The guy that tortures him in 1984. O'Brien walks in and he says, "They got you too." And he said, "They got me a long time ago."
Oh,
and he's the guy that's going to torture Winston.
Well, that's what everybody's worried about,
and that's
right?
That's what this is. Look, O'Brien. Here, rotate that camera around right there, camera three.
He's showing that he's going to lock you up.
There's O'Brien.
Cuffs.
There's O'Brien inside there right now.
See, now, this has been my take always on police officers and soldiers. And if you want to start blaming the people that are running this world, that's one thing. But cops aren't getting paid for that. They're not the ones that are profiting off of it.
And narcotics officers never plant drugs on people.
Well, I think there's certainly a lot of shady stuff that goes on with narcs, for sure. They're operating in a shady world, and they're watching these young black kids drive around in $150,000 Mercedes when they can't even pay their rent. You know, I think there's a lot of resentment.
So put them in a FEMA camp too.
Put FEMA camps, everybody. As long as they got a nice air conditioner.
Hell, we don't need the Bill of Rights. Hell, it's good they charged her with
cable.
It's good they charged her with the Patriot Act and thousands of others in marijuana cases.
She might. Maybe
so,
she was your neighbor.
So
you
wait,
hate
wait,
that lady.
Wait, so put the marijuana.
Hate that
hold
lady
on. Hold on.
Yelling,
put the marijuana smokers.
Yapping kids.
Use the Patriot Act on the marijuana smokers.
They spill everything.
Put them in the FEMA camp.
Just Bloody Marys.
Put them in the FEMA camp.
They spill everything. They break
right.
your windows.
I'm Alex Jones. He's Joe Rogan. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.